The Glorious Gospel. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. How important it is that we realize the truth of the full gospel of God. If I asked 10 people to profess the gospel, I would receive 10 different answers. Each is likely to be correct up to a point, and yet each one is likely to miss out some vital, important, glorious, eternal element. God is one, and yet God is three persons. Yet God is multifaceted in his beauty. The gospel is one, yet its truths are like so many cut faces on a sparkling gemstone. John 3:16 is a most loved and precious passage to all believers, and this verse is likely to be the most inclusive proclamation of the gospel. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ was the gospel reality to the Philippian jailer. And John the Baptist and Jesus both proclaimed the gospel of the coming kingdom. I am the resurrection and the life was the great gospel the two sisters discovered, while Paul proclaimed my gospel, which is the gospel of the grace and glory of Christ. Each wonderful truth is a constituent part of a multidimensional gospel. Yet the full gospel in all its splendour has deeper depths than this and fuller truths. A gospel that we are likely to spend an eternity considering its astonishing wonders. Austin Sparks' proclamation of the gospel is so simple and yet so profound. It is that the Son of God, who is Son of Man, has come. And his coming is expressed to the world, before time eternal, the divine type of what God intended his race to be, what his creation should be. That is, God contracted to the span of human life, God manifest in the flesh, combining his own essential nature with another kind of creation called man. And in that combination, producing out of himself a type, a kind, a species, a new creation in Christ, which never occupied the world before. A species which was in God's thought and God's heart and God's conception before the foundation of the world. A creature in which God is resident himself by his divine nature. And in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Anointed One, the Christ of God, we have a species represented in Christ. We have a type manifested in Christ. We have God's nature displayed in human flesh in Christ. And some are destined to be conformed into the image of the Son of God, those who are identified with him, in oneness of the divine life. Those destined to be the instruments for the manifestation of God, that manifestation to be demonstrated by God, indwelling man. Oh yes, the full multidimensional yet single gospel is indeed a glorious mystery. A mystery which has been hid from all ages and generations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The gospel mystery is great, and it is amazingly awe-inspiring. And we are very members of his body, bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, both a personal and a corporate reality. The gospel is both a manifestation and revelation of the heart of God before the foundation of the earth in the distant, eternal past. a people for himself, a new creation, a peculiar people through whom he manifests himself to creation, living souls made in his image and likeness, a new race in whom he is revealed, beings out of his creation who are partakers of his divine nature. And all this resulting from the representative man achieving his work at Calvary. All this the consequence of Jesus Christ, who is Son of God and Son of Man. Have we even started to scratch the surface of this God-man, who loves us so dearly, that he did this for you, and he did this for me too? Have we the audacity to doubt his word or question his love for us? Let us fall on our face and tremble when we recognize who we are in Christ Jesus. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. John 21, verse 25.